Hours to study the book of Acts. My teaching material is in D. There are 8 pages. Page 1 and page 2 is the pretest. This have 20 points. So you should hand in before Friday afternoon. Yes. Yeah, you can use Bible. For Pastor Chen's, no matter test or assignment, whatever you can get, whatever you can look at, you can. And page 4 to page 6. In each chapter, you need to do some summary or reflection. That 30 points. You need to hand in before Saturday afternoon. So 50 points. And for my original plan, as long as you attend this 10 class, you got 50 points. So it means there's no test, right? But when a person cut the watermelon, which part you want to share, I usually choose the big part. So no matter who cut the watermelon, I like you or I don't like you. As long as you got the big part, I'm your team. It means I'm a person suspense. I can just wait that way. So I'm easy to be influenced. So if the coordinator, our coordinator, Pastor Ye, or your counselor say, Pastor Chen, we should give them test, and then we are going to have test. Usually, in the beginning, I say something nonsense. But for this time, the beginning is important. The beginning, if we have a test, what I say in the beginning, that's the question I'm going to ask you in the test. For what? Work by yourself. Work by yourself. Okay. According to the Bible, in our church, we summarize. We have 10 basic beliefs. The third one. Who knows the third one? 10 basic beliefs. Number 3. Who knows? About the church. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So for this reason, the book of Acts is very important for us, because the true Jesus church is our mission is revive the church of the apostolic days. Let's turn to Amos chapter 9. Amos chapter 9 verse 11. On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and the repair is damaged. I will raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old. We usually apply this verse to Jesus' church. So we have this mission to revive the original church, especially in the ending time before Lord Jesus' second coming. Our church is not a new church. Our church is a restore the original church. So we have this kind of great mission in our shoulder. So we need to study the book of Acts. So we have five goals. This is one of the questions if we have test. We have five goals to revive the original church. Number one, we need with the same Holy Spirit, like the Apostolic Church. So number one, with the same Holy Spirit. Number two, with the same truth. Number three, with the same power. Number four, with the same purity and the holiness. Number five, with the same love. This is our goal. With the same Holy Spirit, let's turn to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 46, 47. 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that this should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? Peter, go ahead. Baptized the group of Cornelius. Why? Because they received the Holy Spirit the same with Peter have received. So today we want to revive the church. The first issue, we need to receive the same Holy Spirit, just like Peter they have received. The second issue, we should have the with the same truth, ancient time. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 and 20. Chapter 2, verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but the fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So build the church on the foundation, the apostles and the prophets. So we are with the same truth. The third issue with the same power. Uh, Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16. And four issues with the same purity and holiness, I see. In Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 11, that's the events of the Ananias. Even a little bit wrongdoing, tiny impurity in the church, in the group, the holy group, it should be taken out. So in apostolic time, we can see how purified, how holiness the spiritual group. The fifth issue, with the same love, what kind of the fellowship they have? What kind of how did they treat each other? They are live in the love, in the love of Lord Jesus Christ. They show the love of Lord Jesus Christ in their daily life. So compared to the church in the beginning, we realize we still have much room to improve. I found a sentence from a book. I think it's very meaningful. The sentence says, "What a person allows to occupy his mind will sooner or later determine his speech and his action." From a person's speech and action, we can realize what's in his mind or her mind, what occupied this person. So I hope we are occupied by the book of Acts. I hope we are occupied by many things in the book of Acts. So our speech, our action will truly like the members in the true Jesus church. A church to restore the original church. Page 2, introduction. The Acts of the Apostles. This book is the earliest one and the most reliable and the detailed early church history. It's mentioned how the church established by the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit guide the holy worker to expand the church. So this book become the bridge between the four gospels and the other books in the New Testament. Today we say we want to restore the original church. So the book of Acts is become a very important guideline for us. The introduction, the Acts of the Apostles is continuation of the book of Luke. It records span a period of 30 years from the ascension of Jesus to captivity of Paul in Rome. So from chapter 1 to chapter 30, it's about 30 years. It's from 30 AD to 60 AD. It recorded how the apostles waited in the Jerusalem for the promise of God, the Holy Spirit, how they were led by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The main theme in the first 12 chapters is Apostle Peter and the church in Jerusalem. After the death of Stephen, persecution of the church became more severe. Saul was one of the leaders who persecuted the church. After his conversion, he was renamed Paul and devoted himself to preaching the gospel. Antioch, a city of the Gentiles, became the center of his ministry. It was in Antioch that the believers were first called Christian. Chapter 13 to chapter 28 recorded the three missionaries of Paul. So when we outline the book of Acts, there are two, we can use word, two major parts. The first part from chapter 1 to chapter 12, the work of Peter. And the chapter 13 to chapter 28 is concerned the works of the Apostle Paul. However, we can have another kinds of divide the whole book. For example, we also can divide in from chapter 1 to chapter 7. Is the church is established by the Holy Spirit. And chapter 8 to chapter 12 is mentioning the growth of the church. And then chapter 13 to chapter 28, the gospel reaches to the end of the earth, or the expansion of church. So usually we have these two kinds of major outline for the book of Acts. However, you can use your own observing to divide the whole book. The Bible Study Guideline published by the USGA in the book, there are many questions for discussion. There are three kinds of signs in the book. First one, there is an eye, 眼睛, huh? There is eye. That means observation. They have a key. It means interpretation. The third one is a footprint. It means apply the Bible you learn in your daily life. So when we study the book of Acts, we can use this way. The first step, observe the scriptures. The second step, interpret. The third step, apply the Bible in our life. Let's turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Verse 1. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order to narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us. Verse 2. Just as those who from the beginning were eyewitness and the ministers of the word delivered them to us. Verse 3, it seems good to me also, having had a perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. The same author with the book of Luke and the book of Acts, and the physician Luke, when he write a book here, he say he collect the information, collect the material, and then he edit all the material. Here he mentioned from the very very first, and then an orderly account. So when we read the book of Luke, of the book of Acts, we will see how organized and according to the timetable. This is the way the author Luke, he write the book. We know Luke, he is not a Jew, he is not a Gentile, he is a Gentile, and he is not a person who follow Jesus. But the book of Luke and the book of Acts become very important in the New Testament. So he has put his effort to collect all the materials and put in system organize all the material. So how did he get the materials? Number one, eyewitness. Let's turn to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 10. Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia. Verse 10, he used the used not I or not he or him or they. He used we. It's included Paul and the author himself. So usually we say, from this point, Luke, he joined the missionary team of Paul. So some materials, Luke himself, he is the he involved. He is the eyewitness. The second resource is come from some written record. We know they had in the book, in the chapter 15, they have a Jerusalem council. So it's supposed they write down the conclusion or write down, they wrote down what happened in that council. So this is also become the material for Luke. To write the book of Acts. The other resource is the oral resource. Luke has interviewed some saints in his journey with Paul. For example, Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and the teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, who had been brought up with the Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. Here mentioned a person, Manan, who had been brought up with Herod. So in the book of Luke and the book of Acts, Luke mentioned about the Herodian dynasty. It seems Luke has interviewed this person, Manan. So he got the information concerning the Herodian dynasty. And of course, from the chapter 6, Luke joined the missionary team of Paul, so he got many information directly from the Paul, mentioning about the early life and the work of Paul. And chapter 21, verse 8. Chapter 21, verse 8. On the next day, we who were Paul's companions departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. So from here, we also can imagine Luke has interviewed Philip, the evangelist. Philip is one of the seven. Philip has preached to the Ethiopian eunuch. So these materials Luke got during his interview to those persons, so he got the information. Okay, let's turn to Acts chapter 1. When we observe the scriptures, we need to have a marker. We have a marker and read the Bible very carefully, detail any special words or phrase or sentence or concept, mark it. This so-called use your eyes to observe the Bible. So we are going to go through chapter 1 and chapter 2. Just for your reference, when I read the chapter 1, chapter 2, what I mark it. Verse 2, he through the Holy Spirit and give commandments to the apostles. Verse 3, things pertain to the kingdom of God. Verse 5, be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 6, restore the kingdom of Israel. Verse 8, receive the power, the Holy Spirit, witness. Verse 11, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? Will so come in like manner. Verse 12, Sabbath day's journey. Verse 14, with one accord in prayer and the supplication. Verse 16, fulfilled. Verse 18, the wages of iniquity. Verse 21, accompanied us all the time. Verse 24, O Lord, who know the hearts of all. Verse 25, transgressions fail, go to his own place. Verse 26, cast lots. Why do we need to have this step? Give you an example. After you mark it and you meditate what you mark it. For example, once a sentence or a phrase, you meditate it for 5 minutes, even half hour, and you will get something from there. For example, verse 11 say, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This is the sentence, the words the angel told the people who looked at the Jesus ascended to heaven. The angel say, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven?" It means, don't do it. Don't look at it. Do something else. So, what the angel want them to do? So from here, we can think about it. Don't just gazing the ascending Jesus. Stop to do that. But do what? Number one, they must stop gazing and obey the law. Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me." So stop to look at the heaven. Obey the command Lord Jesus give you. Go to Jerusalem and where the Holy Spirit came upon to you. This is number one. Number two, verse 8. Number two, they must stop gazing and go to a very staff fulfilling the Great Commission. Verse 8, Jesus said, "But you shall receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So don't just look at the heaven. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the power to become a witness for Lord Jesus Christ. This is what you need. They need to do. Number three, they must be stopping and go to a very important prayer meeting. It's in verse 14. So they all continue with one accord in prayer and the supplication with the women and the Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. So because they need to receive the Holy Spirit, so they can empower the strength. So don't just look at the heaven. Go to the meeting place, the prayer meeting place. And number four, we might say, we also can say like this. They must stop gazing and live in the light of Christ's return, because verse 11, the angel told them, "This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven was so coming like manner as you saw him go into heaven." So have a Christian life, have an active hope to welcome Lord Jesus' second coming. So when we read the Bible, this is one of the very basic steps, mark the key words, the important words, important phrase. So chapter 2, verse 1, a day of Pentecost. Verse 2, sound, mighty wind. Verse 3, divided tongues, as of fire. Verse 4, filled with the Holy Spirit, speak with other tongues. Verse 6, confused, hurt. Verse 7, amazed and marveled. Verse 11, hear the wonderful works of God. 13, mocking. 17, pour out of my spirit on all flesh. 18, pour out my spirit. 24, pains, health. 26, rest in hope. 29, David, being a prophet. 31, his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. 33, see and hear. 36, met this Jesus, both Lord and Christ. 37, heard. What shall we do? 38, repent, be baptized, remission of sins, gift of the Holy Spirit. 40, exalted. 42, steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. 43, fear, wonders, and signs. 44, all things in common. 45, as anyone had need. 46, one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They added their food with gladness and the simplicity of heart, praising God and the heaven favor with all people. Add to the church daily those who were being saved. So use this way, you will find there are so many key words, and important sentence in the Bible. So during these several days, when in the morning when you read the Bible, remember to take your marker to mark. Chapter 1, verse 2. Here mentioned Jesus through the Holy Spirit and given commandments to the apostles. Here mentioned through the Holy Spirit. So we can see the whole life of Lord Jesus Christ, everything through the Holy Spirit. So in the same way, today in our church, we do everything. When we do everything, we need us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus set the example for us. Jesus was the first, Jesus' birth, Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit. When Jesus received the water baptism, the Holy Spirit, like dove, come upon to him. In Matthew chapter 4, the Holy Spirit guided Jesus, went into the wilderness. So in there, Jesus encountered the temptation, and Jesus overcame the temptation. When Jesus started his missionary, also mentioned the Holy Spirit anointed him That's in Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 18. Even Jesus performed the miracles is through the Holy Spirit. We can refer Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Here Jesus said he cast out demons by the Spirit. It means as the Spirit of God. It means by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus' death is also through the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more should the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot of God? Here mentioned, through the eternal Spirit offered himself. Jesus sacrificed himself for our sin. So the author of Hebrews, he mentioned, through the eternal Spirit, it means through the Holy Spirit, Jesus offered himself for our sin. Even Jesus' resurrection also through the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from death dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Even Jesus' resurrection also through the Holy Spirit. So in the same way, in the future, we want to resurrect from the death, also through the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is very, very important for every one of us and for the church. We need to do everything through the Holy Spirit, just like the whole life of Lord Jesus Christ, everything through the Holy Spirit. Chapter 1, verse 2. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit and the given commandments to the apostles. Jesus given commandments to the apostles. What's the commandments Jesus give to the apostles? This is also very important because we want to restore the original church. We should know what commandments Lord Jesus Christ gave the apostles.